Yeah, we're getting to know each other. You know, we've known each other for 10 years. We're trying to get into the nitty gritty, you know,
yeah.
As Cosmo would have.
Get
you.
Down to brass tacks.
And I think everybody wants to know.
Yeah. And we answered some on the Patreon, and they were fun. There were some of your answers that actually did surprise me, like things that I didn't. The Mountain Beach thing is very interesting. I think you hit on something there.
Yeah.
So go check out the Patreon episode.
We were
let's just keep it going because it is interesting.
And because we're learning new things. All right. So what's your favorite pick me up video on YouTube? And I'm going to expand this to the Gram TikTok as well.
Okay. There is an X Factor audition. This girl, Carly Rose Sonnenclair.
Okay.
And she's just like this little 13-year-old girl. And she's like, I'm going to sing Nina Simone. And everyone's like, okay, yikes. Yeah. And then she's incredible. And it like gives me chills and it's made me cry multiple times.
That's amazing.
So I really like that.
It's a metaphor for you. Like this little girl, everyone's like, shut up. And then you're incredible. And everyone's like, oh my God.
Thanks.
Get your pick me up videos just watching you in another medium. That's pretty great.
What's yours?
Mine is on Instagram on a real big trend of animals rescued from slaughterhouses.
Whoa.
You get like a cow that was at a slaughterhouse and now he's playing with a goddamn beach ball on a lawn. Oh, another one that is a pick me up but also made me cry is there's this dude that basically like he picks up like kind of like migrant like construction workers and then shocks them with an amazing day. He's like, I need three people. And then he's like, I'm taking you to Disneyland.
Oh.
And then you see like a photo of their faces like on a roller coaster.
Oh my God.
And there's one where, one made me cry where it's like this random mom. And then he like just gave her $1,000 and stuff. She like starts falling on her knees and praying for him. Started sobbing.
Oh.
Not a pick me up video, but I'm like, I don't know. Just wholesome. There's some good in the goddamn world.
Oh, it's really sweet. I also go back and I watch old Jake and Amir's. That's my like silly, stupid, like, just still makes me laugh as hard as it did when I was 12.
You gotta have that. Okay, on this vibe, what artists do you listen to when you're trying to hype yourself up?
Whoa. Okay, actually, I can answer this question pretty well. So I have playlists for different moods and for different, like I have one that's like, just get up and dance. I have one that's like, I want to feel sexy.
Yeah.
One that's like, I want to feel like a French model. One that's like
a, so these are very hyper specific.
Very specific.
Yeah.
One that's like, I want to feel like a Disney princess. Like, this is actually like extremely vulnerable and I'm like upset that I'm saying it. Mm-hmm. But the most recent one I've been on a lot is the dance one. And it's a mix of Avril Lavigne, My Chemical Romance, Barbra Streisand, Don't Rain on My Parade, Guess by Charlie XCX. But okay, if we can narrow it down to one like, really? That's the one? But I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry.
That's so funny.
It like actually is like gets me really hype. Or Like a G6. I know that's like so old and so cringe. I was listening to it and I was like, this fucking rocks, dude. I really like it.
It's 2025. Can we stop pretending that we all need to pretend to like have complicated tastes?
Yeah, cringe just means fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry I like chicken tenders and I'm sorry that some pop songs are great. It's like, yeah, stuff that's really popular is awesome. That's why it's popular. And yeah, I gotta be like, oh, I don't like that. I like Mozart. Fuck
yeah,
you.
I'm
an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're going to narrow it down to the most embarrassing and shocking one, Like a G6.
Okay. Well, similar vibe for me. A song that I listen to at key points in my life and have also fantasized about a lot is Where You At by Future. It literally played as I headlined. That was my
Let's
little
go.
Intro song as I headlined Goodnights.
Let's
in
go.
In the back room.
Let's go.
And then there's like a little baby song called Something to Prove.
A little baby. Oh, I thought when you said a little baby song, I thought you meant like a Cocomelon. Like,
no, it's a rapper named Little Baby who I'll tell you, he ain't no baby. He's a grown ass man. And it's a lot of like hardcore, like gangster rap. But it's just like so funny where it's like this is one song where he's like, it's like, moral of the story, I made it out the mud.
Oh, dude, you know what song makes me be like, did you ever listen to Rico Nasty?
I've heard of him.
It's a woman, she's a rapper, mm-hmm. but she sings too, but dude, something where you're like, singing in the bathroom, like, I'll fucking cut you, bitch. And it's like shit that it's like, I would never, like, you know, it's literally to be like, I'm going to stand up for myself. But that song makes me feel
so
like, that makes me feel like I'm stepping on someone's neck in 6-inch stilettos. She has a song called Smack a Bitch.
Yeah.
That's a song that I dance to alone, but gets
me
on.
That's like me on my little like run where I'm like, I'm gonna have more confidence this year, but I'm just like basically like all the ops are gonna bleed, and it's me like in my little sweatpants like, as a matter of fact, I do matter, and it's just like someone just talking about how like no one was there for him in prison. And that's the same as me being a clown.
I know. It's, like, so embarrassing the
being
way that
I'm,
like,
working
yeah.
Being a date entry job, that's the same. It's, like, I couldn't have a more, like, pussified, like, existence. But I'm, like, and I got through the train. It's, like, no, you didn't. Really, yeah. So, those are some of my
That actually
surprises a lot of people.
I'm really embarrassed by
happened.
Having to uncover that.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's great.
Yeah, no, I'll own up to
you
it.
You have specialized playlists.
I because I sing along to Rico Nasty alone in the bathroom. Yeah,
that's pretty great.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't listen to music in the bathroom. I find my shower time important. Although I one time I did.
The ops are gonna bleed, and also I find my shower time important.
Yeah, I do. Although sometimes you get too angry in there, so you don't. The amount of times I've been covered in soap and went, God, like, I might as well have a rubber duck in my hand. I'm like, God damn it. Nothing works out.
That's beautiful.
Okay. Well, this one's just a cute one. I'll start. What's your favorite trait of mine? But I'll say my favorite trait of Ween's. Everybody knows you're a super funny queen. But my favorite thing about you is that you're a very kind, good friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing, is that when it comes down to it, you're like one of the most like gentlest, kind people I know, but you also have the like chutzpah to like there's some people who are like nice, but not kind or whatever. The You know what I mean? Like we'll say pleasantries, but like you're like kind and also like, I think in times when your friends really need you the most, you like sit them down and tell them what they need to hear and don't let them like fall through the cracks. You let them know. Yeah. My favorite thing about you is that you let them know.
You also let them know. I needed to learn more Yiddish. Those words are just
chutzpah?
Fun.
Yeah, chutzpah is fun.
That's just a good word.
It's guts. Yeah. Chutzpah's that gets to it.
That's
yeah.
A good time. No, you're kind. And also I think you are pretty hard. But like you just, if you set your mind something, you do it, especially in the comedy space.
Thank you.
So
I also think you're, one of the most hardworking, resilient people I know, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you literally made two bunnies who are dedicated to dying. They wake up every day just wanting to be dead. And you've made them alive, and you've made them a great life, and the camera ain't looking at it, but they are in a cage that, my God, they are living like they're in a Swedish prison.
It's pretty crazy.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, one of my favorite things I'll say, too, is that you have these, like, two sides to you, but they're not separate. They're both you, but that you, like, you know, let them know and are like, fuck this guy. And then you also are like, my lovely little video of a capybara cuddling. I think it's, like, really beautiful and awesome that you have, like, all of that inside of you.
Yeah. You know, we all do, guys. That's the secret. If you willing, as a man, let it in yourself. Let that part of you that just wants to cuddle with a bunny out.
Yes.
That's the great thing.
Yes.
There wasn't a figure that was able to push that too further in me. So it was it is actually just out there.
That's so funny. I don't have toxic masculinity because my dad wasn't really there.
Yeah. If your childhood isn't structured enough, you'll just be who you really are, which is both things.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was all probably part of a grand plan. His grand plan.
Where we need to be.
Yeah, where we need to be. So that was an adorable one. This was kind of wild. I have no idea what yours was. What's your favorite smell?
Whoa. Honestly, probably roses. I like love like a, I have like a rose perfume
that
I really love, and it really comforts me, and it makes me feel I really like that. What about? I don't know what yours would be either. I couldn't guess.
Honestly, it's like the smell of like pizza or like fried chicken. It's so not the same.
That's so cute.
I just like a delectable food that's like done.
But you weren't like a Christmas ham. You're just like pizza or fried chicken.
I'm a pretty basic guy.
What's beautiful about that is that means you can experience your favorite thing like every day.
Yeah, like all the time. Yeah. No, I kind of thought about it, but I'm like, when it comes down to it, I'm like, this is great.
That's fucking awesome.
Like, you get like a hot bun going. I'm like, this is a good time. I could 6 times today walk into a pizza place or someone sells fried chicken and be like, this is as good as it gets, guys. This is the best part about being alive. I don't know if you realize this.
That's awesome.
I'm going to quit my job and work there. they say if you do what you love, you don't work in your life. okay, we'll get a little negative here. What's your least favorite trait in a person?
Ooh, can we guess for each other?
Yeah, I think that's funner.
I think your least favorite trait in a person is like entitlement or not realizing like fumbling a hand they were given. Like someone who has given everything and then still complains and doesn't do anything with it.
That is my least favorite trait. You hit that right in the head. If I with yours, I think your least favorite trait is like it's just someone's really mean and cuz you're almost like can't you know not to act like that? You know what I mean? And I think you give little like casual cues to act like that, but they don't pick up on it. It's like mean and oblivious.
Yeah.
I think those are two things you really don't like.
Yes. Yeah. That's a great answer.
I think you're a nice person. You're not going to be like, shut the fuck up. You're going to be more like polite about it. You'd be like, oh, actually we're catching up. And then if someone like, I don't know, interrupted a conversation and was just making it about themselves or something, and you were like very clearly trying to put them away and they didn't do that, I think that's your least favorite type of person.
Wow, that was, you gave a better answer for me than I was even could come up with for myself. That's exactly
it. I've seen
it
happen a number of times. and I've just seen, and I'm like, it's almost like, oh, this antibody, like you're too nice to ward this invader off.
No, you're 100% right. It's when someone's like oblivious about the way that they're being mean or rude or annoying or whatever, because I'm not gonna be like, hey man, so I need them to
it's a two-pronged annoyance, like they're being annoying. Well, the one example that comes to mind is I think it was with you, me, Dave Ross, and some people were like at a bar hanging out, and this really annoying couple was so insistent. It was after we saw a punk show. It was last January.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This one.
Oh
was And we were clearly kind of trying to jokingly.
And they weren't comics or anything. They were like strangers, right?
Strangers at a
bar. I remember this.
Like, they're pretty hammered, and then they were kind of like, basically being like, your friends don't like us or whatever, and we're like, we're kind of just. Eventually, you did go, we were actually just catching up here. And that's like, for Maddie, she might as well have pulled out a knife.
Because like, you know what it is? I don't like someone who makes me have to be like, hey man, fuck off.
Yeah, no,
I don't like that you made me do that.
Yeah, and we were
because I never want to do that.
We were having a good time and they were a bad vibe, and we're kind of like, we kept doing everything. Like, it was like so. Like, I would never be like, hey, there's this random table, and I go up and I'm just being a mess.
It's crazy behavior.
Absolute insane.
Yeah, I don't like people who are stupid and weird. Like, that drives me fucking crazy.
And it was also like, yeah, you're a bad hang. It's also like, it's not like we're the only ones in here. It's like a crowded bar. It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
It's not like, well, it's a silent place, so there's one other table. Hello, would you like to engage in some meaningful human interaction?
So it's like, you're a couple. How much do you hate each other?
Yeah, go fuck around over there. And then it's like, oh, your friends hate us. And we're like, no. I think one of them was from, like, Europe. I think one of them was Irish.
They were fucking European.
Yeah, and then they were trying to say, is that, like, an American thing? Because they're like, we just talked to random people. And we're like, well, here in the goddamn USA, we stick to our booths.
Stick to our booths.
Booths are sacred here. You don't cross a booth line, all right?
It's like a very American dinery thing.
I do remember
that. Wow, you really read me better than I read myself. That's 100% it. Fascinating.
Okay. There's two next questions, which I really don't know. Which meal are you most confident cooking?
I feel like neither of us really cook.
None of us really cook, which is why I think this is a good question.
Which meal am I most confident cooking?
Most confident cooking.
During the pandemic, my boyfriend at the time taught me how to make some pretty good pasta.
That's pretty good.
Because he was like insistent that he was like, I think I made him pasta one time, and he was like, was nice about it because we had just started dating. And then months later, he was like, that was like prison food. Like, that was like horrific. And I'm going to have to show you how to do this. So I could, my pasta is probably okay now.
I know how to make a decent omelet. One time, my big cooking claim to fame, I made fajitas for like the friend group, like you guys. When I was like 21. That is the last decent meal I ever made.
Dude, those were great. I remember that.
But that was forever ago. I was so nervous. I didn't have a car, like Uber to Trader Joe's twice. I was just like, we have to get it together. I looked up a recipe. So I think I have the raw potential within.
Yes.
If I
have the passion.
Yeah, I have the passion. I have the energy. But I just, there's only so many fucking hours in the day. I feel like it's a time thing. It's cleanup. And I'm like, with comedy and work and stuff, I'm always like, what's the next thing? And I'd rather, like, if I got to eat, I'm like, I'd rather just have the food. I don't want to be like, oh, I got to go cut fucking peppers for 20 minutes and then marinate this.
I, like, understand why that's a cool experience, but it is just, like, not something I care to.
No, it's like an errand.
I will say, I'm not good at cooking. Baking, though, I'm a sweets girl.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip banana bread.
I could.
My mom had a recipe she always followed.
I could say that.
I can make that. That's pretty good. Good
cookies in our days.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baking is more my speed.
Okay. Rank these conversational methods and explain your ranking. FaceTime, phone calls, texts.
Can we guess each other's order and then explain our own?
I think that's great.
Okay. I'm going to guess that you would rate phone call, FaceTime, text.
That's literally 100% what I was going to say.
Okay.
That's 100% on point. And I like, because, listen, a phone call is quick. Sometimes texts, we're beating around the bush too much.
Mm-hmm.
You ever think, oh, I've been texting this person all day, and you look, and it's like seven messages, and you're like, what the fuck is this? It was just two sentences. I like a phone call. We get it in. We get it done. I also like, I think, I don't know, my favorite part of communicating is, like, you get to hear the inflections and, like, get to know someone's vibe. The amount of hours of my life that I've been robbed trying to know what someone meant over text.
Yeah.
Of being like, are they mad at me? What's going on here? Where's the phone call? You're never like, what the fuck's going on there?
Yeah.
Or if there's a problem you can deal with right there. FaceTime, it's nice, but we gotta be deep for a FaceTime. Can't have a rando hitting the FaceTime. And that's when I become more my edge, where I'm like, don't you just fucking FaceTime me whenever. That's I don't know if I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
You know? Feels a little invasive, but I over texting's like, for me, ideally texting's like, hey, I'm at the store. Do you want me to grab this? I go, yes. Conversations over text, it's like, I think I can maintain, I could be very actively involved in like one text conversation a day.
Because
then other ones I forget. And then I seem like an asshole because it's like, oh yeah, this person texts. But it's such an unnatural way to talk.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, how you doing? 4 hours later. Totally cool. How about you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if I had to guess yours?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going phone call, texting, FaceTime.
Interesting. Honestly, I think mine would be the same as yours and kind of for the same reasons. I love a phone
call.
I know
you love a phone call.
I love a phone call. There's like people in my life that I talk to on the phone every single day. And even if it's scheduling something, I'm so fucking ADHD that I'll miss a text. I'll forget about it. If someone calls me like, hey, is there this thing we can do? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it this day. Then we've just knocked it out.
Okay.
But I think I would put FaceTime second because like a close friend of FaceTime is like, nice. Just feels cute.
It does feel cute. Okay, I thought for some reason you like texting more just because, I don't know, you seem better at the internet than I do.
I do text, like, I don't hate texting. And you know what? Okay, hold up. I'm going to actually concede, you're right. I'll put FaceTime at the bottom because I love a group chat.
You do. Like
I love
a group chat,
memes in the group chat, shit talking in the group chat.
I just get a little nervous about the group chat. I enjoy.
I do. I have like performance anxiety a little bit. I'm like, I want to kill.
I'm gonna be honest. I think I've texted you a text before, just to try to open mic.
I think you have actually. You're like, if that works, it's going in the group chat.
And I have always done that in my life.
I mean,
back in my day, I used to, if a tweet did well. This is back when people used Facebook. I'm like, well, it's ready for Facebook.
Oh, my God.
And then
oh, my God. You, like, did, like, trials on strangers. That's so funny.
I did. Yeah, because I couldn't. The thought of it, which, you know, I'm trying to really. It's interesting for a man who's failed as much as I have to not be used to it. But it's, like, I'm really trying to.
Thanks.
But I'm really trying to get all fear out of my body about certain things. It's like, okay, I'll run in 30 degrees. I perform naked. It's like, what the fuck?
Crazy, yeah.
What's going to happen to me? Nothing.
Yeah.
Got nothing on me. So that's like.
So we need we come up with an exposure therapy for like a group chat.
That's what I need. I think I'm just going to just launch it out. Who cares?
Yeah.
Even it's like everyone will forget. No one's going to just be walking around like that.
And it's all your friends. Also, a lot of times they don't respond just because it's like everyone's busy, but they saw it and they actually laugh. Yeah, I will say I'll put FaceTime last simply because of group chats. I'm a fan of group chats.
Group chats are absolutely great.
A fun group chat.
Fun group
chat. It depends on the group chat.
Okay.
But.
All right. What was the best piece of advice you've ever gotten and when does it come in handy?
Can we preclude stand-up advice from this? Because that's a whole well.
Yeah, that's a whole well.
The best advice I've ever gotten. My mom always says to me, be bold.
That's pretty cute.
And just to like err on the side of being bold. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I can be kind of like a nervous, cautious person. And so when it comes down to the coin flip of should I do it or not, to err on the side of putting yourself out there rather than playing it safe, I think that's the advice that's really stuck with. That's good. And it comes up in like taking a risk in a way that's like, I'm worried I'll be embarrassed by this. And it's like, just do it anyway, whether it's like wearing something or like a lot of times like like just something like feminine that I think guys will judge me for. I don't know. That's too narrow, but I would say it comes up more in like my personal life than my like creative or like professional. Like,
I guess
but
I just thought of like someone fucking you and you go, do you think I'm a woman for this? So it's like fully having sex with you. You're like, am I just a girl to you?
Oh my God. That's. That's really funny.
Okay. I don't know if I struck a chord there.
That's you did.
By the way, you're staring forward.
And it's funny.
Yeah, all right.
Well, it's also making me think now when someone says like good girl or something during sex, I'm like, is it almost like you know, like forced feminization? Like it's almost hot because it's like, you're a girl.
Yeah.
And you're like, girl. I'm being a girl.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're a good cis little girl.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Am I a girl for this? You still think I'm cool, right?
I'm one of the guys though. As you're about to, like, suck a dick.
Oh, my God. That's really funny. What was the question even? I blacked out.
It's like, what was one of the best pieces of advice you got? And then I was like, yeah, when someone's fucking you, I'm like, oh, you a woman? Really, never underestimate my talent to really take something to a weird place.
It's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
No, but be bold, just because it's,
Bold's great.
And yeah, it's like, and it's like a better version of trust your gut, because it's like sometimes my gut leads me astray.
Sometimes,
and so if you're like, wondering, it's like, no, push yourself.
Sometimes the greatest gut decisions I had when I was young was to do stand up and keep doing that. But then a couple other ones like were bad, were really bad. My gut was horribly wrong.
Yeah, the gut.
The gut was like, my gut instinct is to just absolutely chemically destroy myself for the sake of comfort.
I don't know what probiotics I need to be taking, but my gut is off.
Yeah, the gut is really against my heart and mind at various times.
What's your best piece of advice?
Actually, you know, I was thinking about it. Probably my grandfather always, like, he just would randomly say, he's like, always think about the solution, not the problem. And it kind of just stuck with me, and I always thought about that. If I was like really anxious about something, I'd be like, what's the solution? And I would just focus on the solution. So I still kind of I use it like all the time in my life. I'm like, something's stressing me out or worrying me, or like I'm unhappy with something. I'm like, well, how can we change this? You know? Because then you're like, all right, well, we can be all sad about it, but what the fuck is that going to do? You know?
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. So I only did that for like 26 years. Then I got real focused on the solution. Okay. This next question could get serious. We could keep it silly, and if we don't have a silly one, we could skip it.
Okay.
But what is something you've never told me, and why didn't you spill it?
Ooh.
We could keep it kind of so we don't have to be like.
No, yeah. Wild. Was it also? Yeah. I actually genuinely am not sure what deep thing I could tell you that I haven't told you.
No, literally, I think
that would be harder to answer.
It's an open book,
but like a silly thing like that I'm like, oh, I could have told you this, but I kind of let it brush over.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Whoa, I don't know. Do you have one?
I feel like you kind of know everything I've been up to.
Yeah, there's not a lot of secrets.
I'm a really open book. Like, I'm trying to think of just some sort of embarrassing, like, joke I was doing for a while or something. But
yeah, I'm
even
like
that. I feel like you're keyed in. I feel like it's like,
yeah, we really have not.
There's nothing I'm embarrassed. Because embarrassing's kind of funny, so therefore I would.
Yeah, if an embarrassing happens to me, you're the first person I tell.
Because it's awesome.
I'm like, Kenyon, I shit my pants on the bus.
No.
Like, I'll just.
And here's the thing. That would be so great. Like, a shit my pants on the bus would be such
great time. I would almost be excited it happened because I get to tell you.
Yeah, like, one of the most embarrassing things is, like, the Marriott thing. But that was one of the funnest conversations I had with you about it.
Yeah, we'll always make it fun. No, I literally. And this is. Yeah. Beautiful friendship moment. Yeah. I literally can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything either. I'm kind of. I
That's
wish
awesome.
I had something because I would want
to. I know. I wanted to have a funny, roasty, like, I saw you when you were. But
yeah,
nothing.
No, nothing. I wish I had, like, a. Hey, you didn't know when you were in the hospital. I got real into musical comedy. Like, I wish I had a real, like. I just went down a dark path. You were in the hospital. And I broke out the guitar for a while. And, like, I just wish I had.
Yeah, I don't have anything. We're too
like
good
that.
Of friends. That's really sweet, actually.
Okay, cause just forget.
God,
me.
We're adorable. It's sickening.
We are fucking adorable.
Are they getting really serious?
It's like getting serious. Okay, questions for learning fun facts.
Ooh.
What food do you absolutely despise?
Olives.
I love olives. As a kid, I hated them, but then I just started really getting into them. Like, I started eating a pizza and stuff. I also like salt a lot, to a disturbing degree.
Mm.
In fourth grade, I remember a distinct memory of licking salt off my own hand.
Like a deer?
Yeah. Oh, here's something embarrassing I don't think I ever told you. So this is something core about who I am as a person.
Uh-huh.
So I was a skinny kid, right? So freakishly skinny in, like, first, second grade. So, and I had, like, free lunch for the school, but then my dad was like, I put, like, an extra $20 in there so I get more food. And they had these, like, chicken tenders, which I really liked. And I got two of them. I ate the two. That wasn't enough. And then I looked around trying to find if there's only a way. And the gods granted me an answer. There was like a discarded one on the floor. Still in the box, but on the floor. And buddy, I picked it up and ate it. I looked around.
Adam Kenyon, I'm going to tell you something right now. You've told me that with your eyes. In many ways, you've told me that through all of your other actions, so I can't say I'm too sure.
It's just so funny to have this, like, weird scavenger fiend thing at, like, fourth grade, where I'm like, you know, I, like, had, you know, we were broke, but we, like, had food.
Yeah, you didn't grow up in, like, a concentration camp,
yeah,
where,
like,
you're like, it doesn't really
it
make.
It was fully, like, an intense burning desire for more chicken tenders, which led me to behave like a raccoon. And I still kind of act like that sometimes with food. Like, I will really, like mindlessly eat a lot of food if I'm left to my... I think that's why I don't buy it usually, but, like, my brother growing up complained about, like, I'd always eat whatever leftovers, which is true.
Yeah, I'll just absentmindedly... Yeah.
Yeah, one time I ate a bunch of cold tamales, was violently ill.
Oh.
And it was really, like...
Tough.
It felt like the chicken's coming home to roost, you know?
Damn.
But, yeah, so that's... In terms of least favorite food, yeah, I'm kind of a garbage disposal. I'm trying to think of something that I, like, fucking hate. No, because, like, I kind of eat whatever, and I'm never, like, if I don't, I never, like, have, like, a visceral, like, I hate that.
There's
I'm
no
like,
food where you're, like, you'd be, like, ah, I don't, I'm going to turn that down. Like, I'm not interested.
Like,
let's say you're not hungry, but you're not full.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, oh, I have some of this laying around. What's a food where you'd be, like, nah, I'm okay?
I think, like, cod.
Mm.
Like a lame fish.
Damn, you had to go deep into, like, liver.
I had to go something like that where it's like you know, salmon can be good, but fish in general we're getting a little dicey.
Mm.
I mean, it has to be like fried, but even then we just like the batter.
Yeah.
Guys, you know? But like a cod or whatever, it's like, who are we fooling? It kind of feels like, did I just get out of like an open heart surgery? Like, why are we doing this? You know? Like, that's not food you should have to eat unless, like, a doctor told you to do it.
Open heart surgery.
All right. Would you say you're a type A or type B personality?
Type B.
Type B. I would say you're big type B. Type B for fucking big old fun. Big Thank old you. Fun person.
You're that's this is interesting actually.
I feel like I'm kind of a mix, but yeah. I feel like type A in a lot of ways actually.
You're not like hard ass like tight laced type A, but you are like get stuff done, make a schedule, like
yeah.
organized, regimented.
I am.
And I'm a little more like fucking free spirit. We'll get to it when we get to it.
It makes me less anxious if I like have a bunch of things in order.
Mm.
Like I don't think I love myself enough to be a mess. Like the times I've been a mess, I hate it and it sucks. Uh-huh. And I'm irritated with myself as I'm doing it. But like if just everything was awry, I'd be like, you're a fucking piece of shit. And like, so it's like, it's almost like I am just doing all those things to be like, see, you're good. You know?
Yeah.
It's like the internal auditor.
That's so funny. 100%.
So I think I'm a combination.
I think you are.
I think I'm like, I think I'm type B in that I'm like, I'm open to anything, having a good time. I'm not like, we have to do, but I do like my little routines and having stuff in order.
And I will say, I think I have a little bit of type A just in the sense of like, if there's something I really do want, I'm not really organized or regimented in like daily stuff, but if there's something I really do want to do, I'm very like, competitive and ambitious, I think, about being like, I want to do it 110%. And that feels a little type A.
Yeah, that's very true. I think you're type A about stand-up.
Yeah, I think that's fair, yeah.
Yeah, because I think you're very like, this has to be exactly... Or you'd be like, this bit isn't really working, and it's like killing, and you're like, all right.
Okay, yeah, that is right. Yeah, I'm actually like very, very neurotic and perfectionist about that, so it's... Yeah,
which yeah, it's worked.
We're so. In different... Yeah.
Yeah.
Not perfectionist, like it's... But like, yeah. I just am harsh on it in a way that I'm not about like, my daily life. Yeah. Yeah, we are both kind of mixes in different ways. That's interesting.
It is interesting. All right, let's get to the real fucking questions. If you and I were animals, what would we be?
Wow, capybara, rabbit, next question.
Absolutely, ready to go. Ready to go. Would you rather live in the ocean or in space?
Ooh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
I think the ocean... Because as cool as space is, the Earth is our home, and I think I'd still be able to sense that.
Also, if something goes wrong in space, I'm fucked. I guess if something goes wrong in the ocean, I'm fucked, but I feel less fucked for some reason.
Mm.
Like, let's say there was like an Atlantis civilization you could live in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if water got in, I just feel like we have a little bit more time. In space, if the space, like, my head explodes, it's horrible, it's just cold, yeah. Unknowing, even though living in space, as a kid, I loved aliens, I liked Star Trek, like, I think that would be kind of cool to go to outer space, but, like, I feel like Atlantis or something would be,
yeah.
It's also, like, I feel like the oceans are very unexplored, there's almost, like, alien life there.
Yeah.
It's, like, basically, like, being on another planet.
If I could only go to one for a day, I would definitely choose outer space, but if I had to live in one, it would be the ocean. Seems cozier.
Ocean seems cozier.
It's also where we're from.
It, 100%.
Like, trace us back far enough. Yeah.
Back to the homeland. Yeah, this is a weird... Describe your favorite smell on... Well, we
kind of did smell.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it said on breath. What fictional duo does our friendship remind you of?
That's a great question.
It is a great question. Lilo and Stitch.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty really, good. I think we take turns being the creature.
100%.
But like sometimes,
we have like a timeshare on sanity.
Yeah. Sometimes one of us is like the, you know, kind of held together Hawaiian woman. And then sometimes one of us is like the little crazy alien that's like, ah!
That's no notes. 100%. Alternating Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, my God.
I think we're good on time. We got time for a couple more.
Okay.
These are so fun.
This is a good time, actually. What's your most useless talent?
My most useless talent. I mean, my first thought was rug making. That's but those are kind of fun, though.
Yeah.
Useless talent? I haven't even filled all the useful talents. You know what I mean? I don't have just like excess overflowing.
Oh,
like
just anywhere there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I can do this. Oh, that's 100%. But yeah. I would argue that's most useful of all because it saves your life.
Yeah, because they're angels.
I'm double jointed in my hands and I can do this. That's fun.
Sweet.
And I can do, actually, I was going to say I can do this. but that's useful sometimes.
Yeah, that's just a fun time.
Yeah, we've used that. Well, I don't know. What's yours? I really actually don't have a good answer for this.
I don't know, because it can be. I think I have an extremely high threshold for both physical and emotional pain. So I don't know if you could bring that to like a sideshow or something, but I think I can withstand a lot of L's. I accept defeat extremely well. And I'm very much like, of course, yeah, what else are you going to do? And then you move on. Like, if I walked out of this room and my room was on fire, I'd be like, all right, yeah, that seems about right. So I think it's a talent of sorts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Here's why this is hard, is I think even the most ridiculous and pointless parts of myself, I've used like it's a buffalo, you know?
100%.
I do have a lot of useless talents, but I've engineered my life to make sure they mean something.
That's so funny.
Like stand-up comedy. My most useless talent is bullshitting.
Yeah.
But it's the thing we do. It's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing. Caboodle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, actually, I know my most useless talent.
Yeah, dude.
I'm really good at writing parody songs.
Really?
Like, give me a song and I can change the lyrics into like I could like be weird at like a Weird Al type. Like, I can do that. We had to do it for like skits at summer camp as a kid, and I would just like whip them out. It's
okay,
useless because
Katy Perry's Firework.
I refuse. Well, I'd have to like sit down for like 15 minutes and do it. But I mean, like, but I was like, oh, I actually am able to like replace the lyrics with. I would whip them out for summer camp skits.
Wow.
And I was like, this is actually pretty easy.
What are we doing now?
Well, but here's the thing.
Once your agent gets word of this, she's going
to
be pissed.
It's useless because I refuse to do musical comedy.
No, why would you? Yeah. No, it's a nightmare. Yeah, well, we could be sitting in a mansion right now. I mean, some of these are a little serious. We're trying to find some, okay, fun ones. Do you have any phobias?
All of it?
Just, you're afraid of everything?
But, no, like a weird phobia? Not really, honestly. Like, I'm an anxious person, but not like the way that people have like arachnophobia. Like, there's not like a thing where I'm like, no, I'm like weirdly specifically afraid of that.
Your phobia is just general fear.
Yeah, just most of it.
Yeah,
I would say it's pretty evenly. I'm not very scared of one thing. I'm pretty scared of most things.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Evenly it's just dispersed. Yeah,
you're not weird about it.
Yeah.
Just a general fear.
I'm like a normal guy.
Totally.
Do you have any phobias?
You know, as a big animal guy, I don't like spiders. They unnerve me. Mm. I don't know if I'd put in phobia category. Think I'd be like, this is more like the end of the world. I'm one of those weird guys that's afraid of civilization ending. That's like, whoa, that's scary to me. Like famine and wars and stuff. Anyway.
Maybe like diseases that I can't see. You know what I mean?
Like having cancer.
Like cancer or something,
yeah.
Where if I start picturing it in my body. But I don't think it's phobia level.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this. Okay, here's a fun one. What would you title your memoir? Let's title each other's memoirs.
Oh my God, my mom's helped me with this actually. Not because I was thinking about writing one, but because I was doing this gig in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Wait, is that not recorded?
Did it turn off? Oh, the card filled up.
Oh shit.
Oh, wait, let's answer this. We'll pull from the audio. Sorry, the audio. I think it just turned off, though.
Okay.
But I was doing this, like, gig in, like, Hayward, Wisconsin, and I was texting my mom and being like, yeah, I'm halfway to Hayward. And then when I got there, the show ended up being behind the buffet in the casino, and my mom was, like, dying laughing. And she was like, that's what you have to call your memoir, Halfway to Hayward, My Life Behind the Buffet.
That's hilarious.
Pretty great.
That's pretty good.
Do you want me to check them up with yours, or do you have one?
I feel like I kind of want to hear what your guess would be.
What did you say earlier? A burning desire for chicken tenders?
That's pretty fucking good. Burning desire for chicken tenders is great.
Because it kind of hits everything. It's the burning desire, but it's like chicken tenders.
Yeah, it's like kind of whimsical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that or burning desire for chicken tenders is pretty good. Or...
Unfortunately, it was another one. Which is also what I want to name my first special. like
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I would say, and despite that, that's what I would settle on.
That's a fun one.
And despite that.
Yeah.
God. We had a lot of fun.
This is a great episode.
What the hell are we
Thanks
doing?
For pulling this up. That was a blast.
No, this is a great idea all around.
Sorry for the weird audio at the end here. Our SD card's full. But thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be in Portland, Corvallis, Seattle, Toronto, Houston. So all those dates are at the link in my bio on Instagram through Punch Up Live. You can sign up for my mailing list and come see a show.
I got a couple of shows in San Francisco coming up at the end of January, and also check me out at Bar Bayou every Sunday in Crown Heights. So, yeah.
And patreon.com/phone is in the bag. We'll see you there, and we'll see you here next week. Bye.
Super good app.
Yeah, that was so fun, dude.